Let's all bow. Almighty Father Yahweh, we thank and praise you. How great is your faithfulness and your love and your kindness and mercy that you bestow upon us. We're thankful that we have the opportunity that we can gather together on your Sabbath day and worship you. We thank and praise you for the blessings you bestowed upon us, not only in this past week, but throughout our lives. And help us to grow closer to you. Guide us in your word and truth. Help us to learn more and help us to prepare for days that are coming ahead. We're thankful for your son, Yahshua, and his sacrifice. We offer songs of praise and honor and glory to you. And we ask that those that are on the prayer request list, that you would touch those people, that you touch each of us and let your spirit guide us. We thank and praise you for all these things. And we have no hope. No hope of anything without Yahshua and his sacrifice. And it's in Yahshua's name we ask these things and praise and honor you. Hallelujah. Y'all be seated. I wasn't expecting that, Javon. And it's not supposed to be a goodbye. It's just a temporary journey and all. Faith. For those that don't know who I am, I'm Terry O'Neill. My wife is Lisa. I'm southern born and bred, Georgia. And I've traveled all over the country, lived a little here and a little there, lived for a short term in Pennsylvania, have enjoyed a term here in Pennsylvania, but we're looking at making this home, so it's not goodbye forever. But today, when I talk, I'm talking to myself as much as I am anyone else. And if you glean from that, that's a blessing. But faith, we need to look at faith. This day and time, with what's going on in the world, with what's transpiring, we need more than ever to have faith. A strong sense of faith. And we're going to look at faith in a little bit different direction than normal. There's a lot of scriptures referencing to faith in the scriptures. A lot of references. We're not going to look at all of them. We're going to take a few, but not in the normal path. So, I wasn't born in the faith. And when I say faith here, I'm talking about our belief. How we believe, what we stand for. I was born and raised as a Methodist. And upon my early teenage years, I grew restless with that. And I tried various different Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal. There was always something not right. There was always something that just wasn't there in myself. And then I've told the story to some of you before, but through searching out to prove my mother wrong when she learned about the Sabbath day, that planted the seed. And then from there, over the years, come to where I stand today, that I stand for Yahweh, and I try to build the strongest faith I can with the Heavenly Father. Some of you were born in the faith. As a child, you were raised with this understanding of the Sabbath, the holy days, and you grew up with it. Your fathers, your grandfathers as well. Each path, though, we need together, no matter how we've gotten to this point in our life, in this direction, we're various different ages. But in this path of walk, we got to take a look at what's happening around us in the world. The scriptures and the prophecies that are being fulfilled. As we worked here, we had discussed some of that stuff. And when I do, I get all anxious and upset about it. And then I have to calm myself down and say, Yahweh, your will be done. Because you've prophesied that this will happen. And, you know, to look to that glory, that the end times, when they do come, you know, who's going to win overall is Almighty Yahweh and His Son, Yahshua. So in our walk, when we talk about the walk of faith, first of all, I'm going to start off in our reading. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 14. Now, I've put a lot of it on the board, so you can follow along if you'd like through the PowerPoint. But in Corinthians, the first Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 1 through 14 reads, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that you were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of Yahweh calleth Yahshua accursed. And no man can say that Yahshua is the Master, but by the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. This is a message in itself. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Master. We've heard this before. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same Elohim, which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith, and here's our word. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discerning of spirits. To another divers kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Messiah. For by one Spirit are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. So we are many members in one body, one faith, that we walk and we believe. What do we believe? F-A-I-T-H. Let's move forward. A manifestation of the gift of the Spirit is faith. As you seek and you've understood the truth and you seek the Heavenly Father, part of the blessings and part of that manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit is faith. And you can build on that faith. And with faith, we will walk in the Spirit. With that faith that we're going to take a look at, we need to and have to. We have to walk in that Spirit. We have to walk with faith. That is the essence of our being, of trying to serve the Heavenly Father and to have a trust for what He has in store and what He has promised through His Son, Yahshua. Ephesians 5:5-6. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Now here's another word I've underlined here, hope. Hope. For in Yahshua Messiah neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Now, of course, we know in the New Testament where they had the dispute whether it should be circumcised or not circumcised. This is just the end of this Ephesians right here where we're looking at 5. The important one is verse 5. For we through the Spirit that guides us, that we receive upon baptism, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We wait for a promise. Are you looking for that promise? Are you expecting that promise that Yahweh promised through His Son Yahshua? Ephesians 5:16 says, "This I say, then walk in that Spirit or the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now, Paul mentioned about wrestling. You know that you wrestle not with flesh and blood. Will you wrestle? Well, you know, the adversary approached Yahshua in the wilderness and tried to confront him and to break him down. Yahshua said, "Get thee behind me." And we can say together, in the name of Yahshua, He said, "Adversary, Satan, get thee behind me." And through His blood, through the power of Yahshua and His Spirit, "Get thee behind thee, Satan." We can withstand the temptations, and we can walk in that Spirit when we have that faith and we build that faith within us. In walking in the Spirit, we will be led by that Spirit. Ephesians 5:16-18. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. That's what we were just talking about. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. So, people get that confused. So if we be led by the Spirit, we're not under the law. Because why is that? Because if you're out there not speeding, an officer's not going to stop you to give you a ticket for speeding. If we are being led by the Spirit, we obey the Sabbath. We obey the holy days. We keep what the Scripture says. So we're not bound by that law through the blood of Yahshua Messiah. 1 Timothy, see, it's a battle, an inner battle, to believe or not to believe. To have faith or not to have faith. 1 Timothy 1, 6 through 11. But thou, O man of Elohim, flee these things and follow after righteousness, holiness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. And that's walking in that faith. That's believing. That's having that hope. And that, by the Spirit, is doing these things here. Follow after righteousness, holiness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. So, the fruits of the Spirit. Fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. We'll take a look at the fruits. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. That's what we got to have in our life, love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and what? Faith. Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There we go again about the law. What is it about the law? If we're doing these things, we're covered by the blood of Yahshua. Because the works that we do in ourselves, this is the big argument they've had in the Scriptures, and even today. It's, yes, we have to do the works, the obedience, but that won't save us. It's the shed blood of Yahshua that saves us with that. We need to live and walk the truth in our lives through faith and love and hope in our Messiah, Yahshua. That's what did Paul say? If we have hope in this life only, there's no hope in this life. There's no hope. Look at the news. Follow what's going on out there. I just noticed in the news this morning that Israel had launched a counterattack against Hamas because they had to attack them. It's an ongoing war. 1 Thessalonians 1, 2 through 3. We give thanks to Elohim always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Now see here, in faith, it's work. It's work to have that faith. And labor of love and patience of hope in our Master Yahshua Messiah, in the sight of Yahweh and our Father. When we walk in the truth, we're children of light. We have to have that faith, and in that faith we have that hope. But these together, we'll see here in a little bit that you got to have the love to go with that faith. 1 Thessalonians 5:5-8 says, ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not the night nor of darkness, of the night or of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober, for they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. We have to, through Yahshua and through the Spirit, we have to prepare for this battle that wages daily. Daily around us, with family, friends, with strangers, with other countries. throughout the world. We have to work. This is not, I remember the phrase that was brought by one organization, said, all you have to do is believe. Just believe. Just know. Just believe that he is. They don't understand the power behind that word believe. And part of that word believe is you got to have that faith. You got to have that hope. There is work to be done behind that. Ephesians 6, 10 through 7. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Master and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Elohim, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Elohim, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, the truth of the word, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the good news of peace that is promised. Above all, taking the shield of faith, and they compared this here, the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. With your faith, if you have that faith. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim. Now, faith is something you can't put your hands on. It's something you can't grasp. It's an essence within us. We shall live by that faith. Romans 1, 16 through 17. For I am not ashamed of the good news of Messiah, for it is the power of Elohim unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. And we know through the scriptures that Joshua went to the lost tribe, went to the Jews, and then Paul and others were sent out also, not only to the Jews, but to the Gentile nations. The promise comes down through the Hebrew people, through the children of Israel. But we all can benefit through Yahshua. And by the way, if you don't know, most everyone does know that where Yahshua came down through the tribe of Judah, through King David, and through the lineage. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of Elohim revealed from faith to faith, and it is written, the just shall live by faith. Okay, we've talked a little bit about faith. Faith. Let's define faith. Belief in an Elohim, or we'll say Yahweh, and I've edited the definitions because I put the correct words in there, or in a set of religious doctrines. A set of religious doctrines, a body of dogma. Faith is often a secure belief in a Heavenly Father and a trusting acceptance of His will viewed as a theological virtue. Well, that's a mouthful of words. Faith is strong or unshakable belief in something, especially without any proof or evidence. That is faith. A specific system of religious beliefs, and they make reference to the Jewish faith. In theology, it's a trust in the Heavenly Father and in His actions and promises, the trust what the Word says, right here. A conviction of the truth of certain doctrines of religion, especially when this is not based on a reason. Complete confidence or trust in a person or an entity. This is where we're looking at, actually, is through our Heavenly Father. Any set of firmly held principles or beliefs. I want to thoroughly define faith. Some of these are repetitive, but confidence or trust, it says in a person or thing, and we'll say in Yahweh, the Heavenly Father, the Creator. Belief that is not based on proof. You don't have proof. Didn't Joshua talk to Timothy about that? Blessed is him that seen Joshua and his scars. More blessed is those that haven't seen and believe. Belief in anything as a code or ethics or standards or merit. This is our faith that we walk in, the Sabbath, the holy days, the scriptures, the word here. A system of religious belief. And then again, it makes reference to the Jewish faith. It's a specific system of religious belief, strong or unshakable belief in something, especially without proof or evidence. But you solely believe in it with your whole heart. Along with that is belief. We've heard the word belief, so connected with that, the mental act, condition, or habit of placing trust or confidence in another, in the Creator. Mental acceptance of conviction in the truth, actually, or validity of something. Something believed or accepted as true, especially a particular tenet or a body of tenets accepted by a group of persons. Well, we'll say a tenet is the word here. We'll put that in its place. A principle, proposition, idea, etc., accepted as being true. This is a belief. Works kind of hand in hand with faith. Opinion or conviction. Religious faith there, okay, is connected. Belief is religious faith. Trust or confidence as in a person or a person's abilities, probability. Something believed, opinion, or conviction of. Now here, take note of this word. Confidence in the truth or existence of something not immediately susceptible to rigorous proof. In other words, you can't prove it. But you believe in it. You have faith in it. Confidence, faith, trust. A religious creed or faith. Definition of belief. Religious faith, confidence, faith, and trust. Okay, we mentioned trust. Definition of trust is a firm belief. There we go with the word belief. Integrity, ability, or character of our Creator. I'll put that in. Confidence or reliance. Trust is the condition and resulting obligation of having confidence placed in someone, our Heavenly Father. Reliance on something in the future. Hope. There's another word, hope. To have or place confidence or depend on. To expect with assurance, assume. I trust that you will be on time. Well, that's placing reference to here. To give credence or to believe. To have a place, reliance, depend. We can only trust. That's an example. We can only trust in our God's knowledge of the terrain, that trusting in someone's, his experience. But it's to have reliance on our Heavenly Father, to be confident, to hope. Now, I'm listing several things as they're repetitive because these are different dictionaries, these are different encyclopedias defining it, and some define it in a little different scale than the others. I want to get a broad and rounded scale of the words. Reliance on the integrity, strength, ability, surety, etc. of a person, thing, or confidence, we'd say, of our Heavenly Father. Confident expectation of something. Hope. There's the word hope again. Reliance on something in the future. Hope. To hope for is the trust. Confident expectation, something to hope for. So that leads us to hope. Definition of hope. To wish for a particular event that one considers possible. To have confidence, to have trust. To desire and consider something possible. This is hope. The longing or desire for something accompanied by the belief in the possibility of its occurrence. An instance of such longing or desire. And we can look at that hope through our faith, that longing desire. We've seen it with John and his writings. We've seen it with Matthew, Mark. We've seen it with the prophets. They're longing hope for something better for the future, not what this world is showing us today. Often, let's see, reference here, trust and confidence. A feeling of desire for something and confidence in the possibility of its fulfillment. For it to happen, you believe it will happen. You have faith that it will happen. A reasonable ground for this feeling. A person or thing that gives cause for hope. A thing, situation, or event that is desired. Not a hope, some hope used ironically to express a little confidence, but it's of expectations to be fulfilled, to desire with some possibilities of fulfillment, to have a wish for a future event or situation. Now that fits the ticket there too. A future event, the returning of Yahshua, to trust, expect, or believe. So with these all interconnected, as I gave an example, they're locked together. They're intertwined in their definitions. To desire and to consider possible, to trust, expect, or to believe, to have confidence or trust is hope. So when them all interlink together, interlock together, in faith and having faith, you have a hope for the future, a hope for the return of Yahshua. You believe in this. You have a set of standards and belief that you call your faith. And in that faith, what you believe is what you do with your essence and how you walk and how you talk and how you represent yourself to the people around you and how you face situations in the world. And in that, you have that trust in Yahshua and his actions that he's already done. You have that trust that what has been said in the Word will happen and take place. That is part of faith and hope and trust and belief, or trust, hope, belief, and faith. They're all interlocked together as we hope for the future to come. And we're not going to turn to it, but if you got the third edition of the Restoration Study Bible on page 1804, there's a chart that talks about faith to salvation, and it starts off with faith and hope, and leading up to our faith to salvation through Yahshua. Okay, with all this together in faith and hope and belief and trust, it should build, like we've seen the example with Paul, it should build in us confidence. Not the wrong kind of confidence. We've seen them words, I didn't point them out, but back in hope, one of them was to look forward, two with desire and reasonable confidence. We have the confidence of what is being said in this word that it will be fulfilled. Confidence definition real quickly is, it's a belief or conviction that an outcome will be favorable. Belief in the certainty of something. Belief in the effectiveness of one's own abilities or in one's favorable acceptance by others. Self-confidence. But we're not looking at the self-confidence. What we're looking at is that own ability. We'll look at that as Yahshua's abilities, what he done. Yahweh's abilities as being the Almighty Creator and Father. Trust or faith in a person or thing. A trusting relationship. And I choose this one, relationship, because that's what we are supposed to be in with Yahweh through Yahshua, as a relationship. Belief in the powers, trustworthiness, or reliability of a person or thing. Trust or reliance. So, all of these together, as we walk, you can find, and I forgot, I had it up there for you to go over, some of the definitions. This is what we were just reading, some of them. A belief or a conviction that an outcome will be favorable. Belief in the certainty of something. Trust or faith in a person or thing. A trusting relationship. Belief in the powers, trustworthiness, or reliability of a person or thing, or trust, reliance. With all these interconnected. In the scriptures, for brevity, when I want to take a moment and digress for a second. Be careful what you look towards, how you live your life, how you judge things. You know, we're warned to be careful to judge not lest you be judged. Well, kind of in a humorous way here, it used to eat at me about people that took their pride in longevity of messages. That used to bug me. And now I find myself, cut this out. You got to get rid of this. You got to get rid of this. You got too much stuff. And for brevity's sake, to look at the fruits of the Spirit coupled together with faith, you can go to 2 Timothy 1, 7 through 14. And just look at the 13th verse. It says, "Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Messiah Yahshua." So you got to have both. Through the love, you have the faith, through love, loving Yahshua, and loving your fellow brethren as well. Also with the fruits of the Spirit, you have faith and joy. 25th verse, Philippians 1, 21 through 27, at your convenience. I back up to get the essence or the understanding of the scriptures where they're talking. But the main focus is in the 25th verse. "And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith." We should have joy in this faith for the promise that's at hand. And that's one of the fruits of the Spirit, is that joy. And also, down in the 27th verse of Philippians 1, it reads, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the good news of Messiah." We've heard that before, the good news, the evangel. "That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit," us together, "with one mind, striving together for the faith of the good news." Do we have faith in that good news? Do we really believe this is going to happen? You know, I've heard this before, said before too. It's been this, look how many years it's been since the apostles. Will this ever happen? Will this ever occur? Do you have that faith? Do you look for that good news? It's got to be in the essence of you. You got to have it. Then the next blending of the fruits of the Spirit is faith and peace. You find that in the first verse there, being justified by faith, we have peace with Elohim through our Master Yahshua Messiah. Justified by that faith, we have to have that faith, by whom also we have access by faith unto His grace. We won't talk about grace. That's a whole other message. Each one of these words, faith, hope, trust, belief, could be expounded in a message. Then down in the fourth verse, it says, "In patience, experience, and experience hope, as we go through the grace and we have that hope to go through tribulations." We have to have that, the Spirit within us, for the times at hand. We have mild times right now compared to what the disciples had to face, the apostles. Also in faith and peace is 1 Timothy 1, 2. "Unto Timothy, my own son," this is Paul greeting Timothy, In the faith, this is a walk of faith. This is their belief. He says, "Grace, mercy, and peace from Yahweh our Father." And also the same when he greeted Titus in Titus 1:4, said, "Grace, mercy, and peace." 2 Timothy, in faith and peace, 2 Timothy 2:22, said, "Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Master out of a pure heart." So through that pure heart, we look at also again, follow righteousness, faith, charity, and peace. Then there's long suffering, was one of the fruits. In 2 Timothy 3, 10 through 12, says, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, and patience." This is Paul, his letter to Timothy. And he mentioned in that his faith and his long suffering, his charity, his love, his patience, his persecutions, his afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Master delivered me. Yea, and all that will live piously in Messiah Yahshua shall suffer persecution. At some form or way or some point in time, whether it's verbal, physical, whatever, we will suffer for those that do not believe. And then, faith and hope. I know two young ladies around here. That's two names of our children. But they are all important also in the belief of following in the way of serving Yahweh. 1 Peter 1:21. Who by him do believe in Elohim that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in Elohim. This is our faith and hope locked together. Galatians 5:5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. See, we look for that hope of righteousness, that hope of the promise to come. Okay, briefly, faith. There's two ways to look at faith. I've already been mentioning it a little bit. Your belief, the way you believe, what you believe in when you say the followers of the faith. Keep the faith. It's your essence of how you believe. The Sabbath, the holy days. The word of Yahweh from Genesis to Revelation. Old and new. This is our faith. This is the way we believe. This is how we are identified. Some people have asked me, and one gentleman here that was giving us a bit on thing, he was asking me about that, and I said, well, he said, well, are you Christian or are you denomination? What denomination are you? And I said, we're non-denomination. I said, you know, Yahshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I said, we're followers of the way. Also in Matthew, there's a scripture that says the true worshipers. We stand apart even in that, in our belief. But that's part of our faith. That's part of our standard. That's how we're identified. You know, in the definition, it said Jewish faith. The other is actual belief and trust in something being done or happening. And that's what my focus is on. This is where healing comes from. This is where blessings happen. This is where miracles take place. Is when you can have this faith. The actual belief and trust in something being done or happening. Revelation 14:12. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahshua. That's presented there in Revelation. The hope to come. The ones that kept the commandments. You notice it says that. It's no excuse of not. Kept the commandments. Ephesians 4:4-7 says there's one body, one spirit, even as you're called in one hope and one calling. One master, one faith. Now this is also belief, but this is also your essence of how you stand. When you say, keep the faith, I'm of the faith. Then 1 Peter 1:3-9. If you'll just look at the 7th verse. That the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory in the appearing of Yahshua the Messiah. So we're talking about we will be tried in our faith. We will be tried even if you believe in the prayer list and those that are on the prayer list. When you put your name there, are you believing? Are you trusting? Have you got that faith and hope that Yahweh will answer that prayer? It's got to be inside you. I look at Paul about that. I like it was it Festus that said, you would even persuade me because of the zeal he had, the faith he had within him. It says also here in the 8th verse, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing. That's what we do with Yahshua. Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. See, that fruit of the Spirit is joy. We should have that in us when we walk and we believe this way. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Now see, there's your promise. That the end of our faith is salvation. Now the other part, real quickly, jumping ahead a little bit. Galatians 3:26 says, "For ye are all the children of Yahweh by faith in Messiah Yahshua." So we all are children of Yahweh by this faith, by the way we walk, the way we believe. But now the second part, the actual belief and trust in something being done or happening. We know faith, we've heard this before, is the substance, things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Now, I did not plan to go into these. This is extracurricular reading. But faith without works is dead. You see that argued in James 2:1-26. You've got to have the works along with the faith. You've got to, in keeping the faith, you've got to obey what the scriptures say. It doesn't give you the license. Yahshua shed blood doesn't give you the license to do as you please. And then, of course, there's the faith chapter. And I purposely didn't go to the faith chapter today because I'm approaching from a different angle. But when you read the faith chapter of Hebrews 11, it shows the examples of the people through time in history, ancient history, of those that had great faith. Do we have that great of faith today? Can we have things happen like that today? And of course, Hebrews 11:1-3 says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence things not seen. That's what we just took a look at. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Elohim. Listen to this. Through faith the worlds were framed by the word of Elohim, so that things which are seen, that's what we are here today. All the congregation, this physical building, the new building that has been added, the earth outside, anything that's physically you can put your hand on, which things are seen, not made of things which do appear. All this is made by what? Not what you see. It's made by our Creator in the heavens and through His Son Yahshua. Faith, a saying is, faith is not believing that Yahweh can. It's going beyond that. It's knowing that He will do something. And you got to know that He will answer prayer, that He will hear your cry. He will hear your prayer. And we looked at this in the Bible study. Romans 4:19-22. It talks about Abraham not being weak. He was promised a son in his old age where him and his wife had passed the time of bearing children. But he believed, and it was counted to him. He was as strong in the faith in verse 20. And in 22 it says, "And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness." But not only that, it went beyond that. When the child was of certain age, Yahweh said, "Now sacrifice your child before me as a sacrifice." And Abraham believed that he obeyed Yahweh. He believed and had faith and had trust and had the hope that Yahweh would take care of that situation unquestionably. In Matthew, if you look at all these verses, we're not going to them, I didn't plan to. They're each, like the first one, Matthew 8:8-10 is the centurion that said to Yahshua, "Speak the word and I know that my servant will be healed." And Yahshua said, I have not found so great a faith. No, not in Israel. Matthew 8:25-27. The disciples cried out to him, "Save us, we perish in the storm." Yahshua said, "Oh, ye of little faith." They didn't have the faith. You know, Peter had started on strong faith because, you know, we read in the scriptures where he asked Yahshua to beckon to him to come when he was walking upon the water. And Peter stepped out of that boat and was walking upon the water till he lost his faith. He looked down. He lost his trust. And Yahshua had to save him. Matthew 9, 21 through 22. Well, Matthew 9 in the second verse is when Joshua seen the faith of those that were, I believe that was the one where they let the guy with palsy down through the ceiling, and he saw that their faith, he seen their faith and he healed the individual. Matthew 9, 21 through 22, the woman with the issue of blood, she had the faith. She said, if I just touch, you know, she didn't ask him. She just believed, hey, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And he felt the virtue go out from him, and he said, thy faith had made thee whole. She was healed. Do we have that kind of strong of faith for healing, for Yahweh's having his will in our life, for him guiding us? We need that, especially now in this day. Matthew 9, 27 through 30, according unto your faith, be it unto you. That's when two blind men cried out and said, have mercy upon me. And Yahshua said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And then Matthew 15, 22 through 28, the woman of Canaanite woman, the Jews were not supposed to speak to. Her daughter was vexed with a demon. And she asked for healing, and Yahshua said that, talked about not sitting at the table, you know, and not to feed, I'm going to get mixed up how it says, but anyway, what it said is she countered with him and said, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And in that belief, in that statement, and her believing so much, Yahshua said, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. The one I want to look at is Matthew 17, 19 through 21. Then came the disciples to Yahshua apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Yahshua said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye shall have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting. You see the picture there, and the mustard seed is just a speck within your finger. Can you imagine if you had that much faith? These healings that were done, the things that could happen in Yahweh. But you know, also, I heard one commentary on this. It said, faith as a grain of a mustard seed. One individual said, it doesn't actually prove it there, but said if you were to take that mustard seed and you were to crush it and take one speck of that mustard seed, that's what a grain of mustard seed is. The important thing there is, I'll give you an example. E equals MC squared. When they built the bombs that went off in Japan in World War II, the atomic bomb, the nuclear bomb is even stronger. They took an atom that we cannot see. You cannot see the atom. And when they split it and bring it back together, you see the destruction it did. So in reverse of that amount of faith, what wonders and miracles could be done if we have that much. But rest be assured, that is a hard goal to achieve with this life and this day. In Mark, when Yahshua saw their faith, he said unto the sick and the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. 5:34, he said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And behold of thy plague. Mark 10:52 said, and Yahshua said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Yahshua in the way. Now these are not all the miracles that Yahshua did. These are the ones that are making reference to their faith and belief in what he could do. And then these are the ones listed in Luke. The man of the palsy is Luke 5. Yahshua said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Luke 7, 9 is the same as Matthew 8, 8 through 10, the centurion and his servant. Says, I found not so great a faith, no, not in Israel. Because centurion, you know what he told him? He said, you don't have to come. Just say the word and I know he'll be healed. He said, I am a man of authority, and what I say, I tell the people to do, they do. And he told Joshua, and Joshua said, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. Luke 7, 47 through 50 is the sinful woman that anointed Joshua. And what did he say? He said, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Now, wait a minute now. He said, save thee. Why? Because if you have that faith, you're walking in the faith. If you have that faith and that healing, then what are you doing? You got the faith, the trust, the hope. They're all interlocked together. So that means that you're abiding by the word. You're trying to keep the word. See, it's said several times, thy sins are forgiven you. They, from that point, if they believe that much in their healing, from that point they walk in the other faith, the faith of their essence and their belief. Luke 8, 47 and 48 is the same as Matthew 9, 21 and 22 with a woman with the issue of blood. And he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And in Luke 17, 11 through 19, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. This one is the 10 men that were lepers. And Joshua, they said, Joshua, master, have mercy on us. And he said, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Only one returned to thank him. Luke 18, 38 through 43 is the blind man sitting by the wayside begging. The blind man heard that Joshua was coming, and that he asked, and when they told him who it was, he cried out and said, have mercy on me. And Joshua said, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. Now, what he said, save thee. That's that same thing I was talking about. His belief. Now, not only in believing in what Joshua could do, but believing in Joshua and who he was, and to keep that faith and to walk in that faith, to do the things that are commanded. Luke 17, 5 through 6 is the same with the mustard seed. And the apostle said unto the master, increase our faith. And Joshua said, and the master said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you with that little bitty seed of faith that we're talking about. Acts, as we draw to a close, Acts 14, we're stepping out of the Matthew, Mark, Luke, the Gospels, or Acts 14, 8 through 10 says, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb. This is from birth. This man was crippled, who never had walked. The same heard Paul. Now this is with Paul. Who steadfastly, beholding him. So what was Paul doing? Paul was walking that faith. The faith of Joshua. Who steadfastly, beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Never had walked before in his life. Immense faith. If I could have a grain of that faith, if we could have that kind of faith. James, and in having that kind of faith, James 2, 5 says, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not Elohim chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he had promised to them that love him. Okay, what's this? Think about it. The rich people of this world, a lot of them have no time for this kind of stuff. They have the faith in themselves and the trust in their abilities. It's got to come within that you have trust and faith in the Almighty Heavenly Father to take care of you, to carry you on your journey, to keep you safe, to keep you well, to heal you when you are sick, to do all these things. 2 Peter 1, 5 through 8 says, and beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Add that to the faith. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, holiness. And to holiness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. All this is a domino effect in the faith and being of the faith. You need these in your life. And charity, of course, is love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in knowledge of our Master Yahshua Messiah. That's in the Spirit. James 1, 3 through 6. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. It's going to happen. And I'm going to give you a warning. If you pray for patience, you better be ready to suffer for that patience, because that's the way it will come, is through trials and tribulations. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Is that not what we're trying to do, seek for perfection? Do we not have the hope to eternal life through Yahshua the Messiah? Is that not what we want? I hope that one day Yahshua will be able to shed the blood over the mercy seat to Yahweh and said that he can make it into the kingdom. I hope for that. I trust in that. I live for that. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. You can't waver with faith. You got to believe absolute. James 5:13-15, the 15th verse says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. There it is. Then you walk in the faith from there. Then you walk. I'd venture to say maybe possibly there were some, this is speculation, but some that were healed by Yahshua. They went about their ways. Their healing may have dissipated. It may have went away had they not followed. I don't know. It's only, we hear what it says here, the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And the 13th verse says, if any among you are afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. 1 Corinthians 13, the 2nd and 13th verse says, as though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. So you got to have the love with the faith. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Matthew 21:21-22, you got to have faith and not doubt. You cannot doubt. That's what that grain of mustard seed, that little bit. There's no room for doubt whatsoever. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace ye are saved through faith, by the grace of Yahshua and his sacrifice, his shed blood, the stripes he received for the healing. And not of yourselves, it is a gift from Yahweh. See, there's nothing we do of ourselves. It's a gift from Yahweh. In all that we have a promise. 1 John 5:24, our last scripture. By this we do know that we love the children of Elohim, when we love Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the love of Elohim, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of Elohim overcometh the world. This is that walking in faith I talked about. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith is what will bring us through the blessings of Yahshua, to overcome this world. So in looking back, we have that confidence of what we just talked about, overcoming the world through faith, belief, trust, hope, through faith and hope and belief and trust in Almighty Yahweh and keeping that. So let's all together increase our faith and work diligently to obey the scriptures and build within us a hope for the future. We believe in it. We can have faith in it. We can trust in that happening. So let's all do that, and may Yahweh bless. Hallelujah. And keep the faith.